This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123. This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Goffney Furniture in Sydney is impressive. Find out for yourself. Go to Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service free of charge. Extremely high quality furniture, priced just right at Goffney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you for the second straight day from Lakota West High School in Westchester. It is the scene of the journey to the tourney. It's game two of this morning, game seven in this 19-game event over 3 days. And here in just a few minutes, we tip off Fort Loramie versus Proctorville Fairland. It is a girls' weekend of action. Outstanding games have been played. Yesterday, we covered the Minster clash against Valley View. Minster won it by a score of 49-30. Really wasn't that close. Minster's lead was as much as 24 points with a few minutes to go in that contest. And the Fort Loramie Redskins try to make a season-opening victory out of this affair here today against Proctorville Fairland, which is Division III. Minster played up yesterday against Division II Valley View, and today Fort Loramie takes on D3 Proctorville Fairland, which doesn't play the schedule Fort Loramie plays, just as Valley View yesterday doesn't play the schedule Minster plays. Not a senior in the Fort Loramie starting lineup, not one on the entire roster, Chuck. Proctorville Fairland starts three 12th graders.
Well, that could be a difference. Yeah, that's five sophomores, five juniors for the 10 Loramie girls that are dressed that are going to be varsity players this year. They talked about how outstanding their freshman team is. No place to put them. So they're all going to play JV, and Phil Barhart should have a heck of a season playing those young ladies together. And sometimes I think that's great because they learn to play together, they learn to win together. I think sometimes it's nice to keep classes together if you can afford it. Loramie's going to have to this is going to be tougher for them than yesterday was for Minster and against Valley View.
Yes.
But Kenzie Holscher, coming back from kind of a back problem during volleyball, hopefully she's 100% at this point. That young lady showed flashes of being a superstar last year as a freshman, and I think that if she continues to build and gain confidence, she's going to have a heck of a year. Gephardt and Ratterman, both just dynamic shooters. They need to become more offensively, be able to do things more than just set their feet and shoot threes behind the arc. And then you've got Jaden put off a 5'8 sophomore who showed flashes. And Marissa Myring came off a devastating knee injury the year before. And last year, I don't think she quite got into the flow of everything. If they can get her playing the way she did her freshman year, she's going to be a monster.
This is a very balanced Fort Loramie basketball team, Chuck. Not one young lady on the entire roster returning from last year averaged 10 points per game. Marissa was close at 9.5, but nobody at 10. You'd like to have somebody step up. There will be a score this year probably at 12 or 13 points per game, I would think.
Well, they're going to need that. You're right. And I would think maybe it could be Kenzie Holscher.
Yes.
She's got the ability to do that. And also Myring's got the ability to do that. If they could get both of those young ladies scoring in double figures as an average, that would bode well for them for the season.
Carla Siegel, outstanding head coach for Fort Loramie. It's her 20th year here in 2018-19, averaging in excess of 20 wins per season, a percentage win mark over her career here at Fort Loramie of nearly 80. That is just fantastic.
That's amazing. And the fact that she's been coaching for 20 years means she started when she was like 15. So, I mean, that's impressive that a 15-year-old could be the varsity basketball coach at Fort Loramie.
We'll hear from her in just a minute. We've got about 3 minutes of pregame comments from Carla. I'd like to remind you that we are on the web online here on scorersbroadcast.com today. Thanks to these outstanding underwriting anchor sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. In addition, these Fort Loramie game-specific sponsors today, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie Redskins, 22-6 one year ago, remarkable campaign. Young squad last season, even younger, really, this year. And as head coach Carla Siegel told me earlier in the week, had you told her last October that her Lady Redskins would finish with 22 wins and just 6 defeats, she would have been delighted. It was a club that advanced all the way to the regional championship game, was within a bucket of Minster in the regional final at the half. Minster went on to win the D4 state title, but it was a rewarding year for head coach Carla Siegel and her Lady Redskins in 2017-18.
We had 2 seniors that played extensively last year, but the rest of our team, we had 3 to 4 sophomores playing and 2 freshmen. And then tournament time, we brought up another freshman. So the hindsight to go 22-6 with that group, yes, we are very pleased with the effort that they gave us and the outcome of our season.
And talk about key personnel returning this year. Virtually everybody's back with the exception of a couple seniors who moved on from last season's team. This year, not a senior on the squad.
No, this is the first time in the history that I've been coaching that we have not had a senior. But my junior class is very strong. Kennedy Gephardt, Taylor Ratterman, and Marissa Myring have all played extensively since their freshman year for me, so that they are starting their third year as a varsity team member. The other 2 juniors are Alyssa Rossman and Macy Imwali, and both of them played a little bit their freshman year, played more last year, and they're ready to go this year. Our sophomores are led by Kenzie Holscher, Jaden Putoff, and then Dana Rose. Dana last year just got moved up for the 6 tournament games and did a phenomenal job. She's had a great summer, so we have high expectations for her this year. So that's my 8 that are playing right now. We do have 2 other sophomores that are filling in spots, a Corinne Heikamp and a Caitlin Gasson. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were both on their cross-country team that were state runner-up, so I've only had them for 5 days. So I'm not for sure right now where they fit into our puzzle, but they are wonderful, athletic, hardworking girls. So hopefully they can see some playing time with us.
3-point shooting won't necessarily be a forte of this club.
You will want to get the very best shot possible and play that very sticky Carlos Siegel style of defense again.
Absolutely. Our half-court defense is our number one go-to. We do like to do some full-court diamond press, some half-court trapping, but we have got to play great defense. Our offense thrives off our defense, and as far as our offense goes, we want high-percentage shots, period. The three-point shot is great and wonderful, and everybody loves it, but that's not our best option. You know, we've got girls that can shoot it, don't get me wrong. Probably every girl on my team can shoot the three effectively, and they have the green light to shoot it, but that is not our go-to right now. We're going to get that ball inside.
Whereas Proctorville Fairland, today's opponent, does jack up the three ball like crazy, and a six-footer on the inside to boot.
Exactly. You know, this is a great team that we're playing. That Marshall, she's a strong player. We're going to have our hands full with her, and we've got to contain those guards. We've got to pressure them. We've got to get some turnovers, and we got to get running up and down the floor. I believe that our depth is maybe just a little bit of a positive for us today, and so we're going to run, and we're going to run fast.
Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie in preparation for today's game with Proctorville Fairland, which does feature an outstanding young lady in the middle, Allie Marshall, 11 points a game, a six-footer, headed to Cedarville to play, and Fort Loramie must deny her the basketball, perhaps front her a little bit, pressure the guards out front, make it difficult for them, for Fairland, to get the ball to the post.
Well, I think that is a key, and something that Coach Siegel talked about was the fact she's got two sophomores that ran cross country. That's one of the things when you have such outstanding athletes in a small school, you don't get the prep time that some of these other schools get. So, I mean, she's missed the volleyball team went deep into the tournament. The cross country team went deep into the tournament.
Yep.
So she's working now to try to get a cohesive rotation. And luckily, she's got girls that she knows, but you want to have a seven or eight, preferably an eight-person rotation, and that kind of weeds itself in as the season goes on.
John Buchanan, head coach at Proctorville Fairland, 23-3 one year ago, 14-0 in the Ohio Valley Conference was Proctorville. It's a club that advanced in Division III all the way to the state semis back in 2014 and 2015. Lost to Versailles and Ottawa Glandorf those two seasons. But Coach Buchanan has enjoyed an outstanding career at Proctorville. And it's a club which comes out of that southeast region in Division III seemingly every other year or so.
And so I don't even know where Proctorville is. Is that down in the Athens area or down...
Yes. Extreme Southern Ohio.
Okay. Yep.
Fort Loramie Redskins will feature the likes of Kennedy Gebhardt, Kenzie Holscher, Taylor Ratterman, Dana Rose, and Marissa Myring on the floor here at the outset. Fort Loramie, the visiting team here today. Minster, the home team yesterday. Minster was at the bench at the far end, was under the word Firebirds on the Lakota West scoreboard. But today... Fort Loramie's at the near end to our left, wearing the dark away unis, and will be the guest on the scoreboard. Proctorville Fairland's colors, green and white. Fort Loramie, of course, red and black. Don't forget tonight, 6:30 webcast time online here on scoresbroadcast.com for Fort Loramie versus Macomb in the Division 7 state semifinals in high school football. The winner comes back to play the Gloucester Trimble Cuyahoga Heights winner in a state championship game 1 week from this morning. Kickoff would be at 10 at Canton, 10 a.m. next Saturday.
That's the morning, right? 10 a.m.?
Yes, right.
Jeez.
Should Fort Loramie win tonight in football, the Redskins return to the gridiron for a state title game next Saturday morning, kickoff at 10. Of course, by defeating Convoy Crestview last Saturday, the football team at Fort Loramie advanced the furthest it ever has in the high school football postseason playoffs.
Well, they're going to have to avoid the fact that they were feeling like last week might have been their championship game. I know the coaches have been talking to them about it, but they have to realize that... I think that happened to Crestview a little bit last week after they beat Minster, defending state champions. They thought they were going to have kind of an easy time with Loramie, and Loramie ran them off the field.
Yep.
So they have to be ready to play tonight.
Yeah, Fort Loramie finished the regular season in football in the AP poll, ranked fourth, Macomb sixth. Macomb beat Edgerton last week. Edgerton had been 1-2 all year long. Didn't lose a game. Edgerton was undefeated heading into that clash with Macomb. In fact, in every single one of Edgerton's previous 12 games this year, Chuck, it was a running clock in the third quarter, and Macomb ran them off the field.
There you go.
What does that tell you about Fort Loramie's opponent tonight?
Well, they're going to be good. I mean, you're in the state semifinals. There's no walkovers anymore.
No.
So, and I was watching Cole Rain last night. That was the first time in 11 games that they didn't have a running clock in their football game. First time in the last 11 games.
That was a 28-14 final. Cole Rain won.
St. Ed's looks pretty darn good, though.
Yeah, that'll be a great Division I championship game. Next weekend, next Friday night at 8 at Canton. Was the Coleraine-Pickerington game close? Was it ever 14-14 in the second half?
No. I think it was 14-7 at one point. Then it was 28-7.
As I mentioned, the Fort Loramie Redskins will start Kenzie Holscher in the middle, a 10th grader, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 8 points a game last year. Kennedy Gebhardt out front, 5'6 junior, also 8 a game. Taylor Ratterman with her, a junior, 5'6, 7 a game one season ago. Dana Rose at a forward spot. She is a sophomore, 5 points a game last year. She is 5'7. Marissa Meyering up front, just under 10 a game one season ago, a 5'8 junior. Opening tip to start the game is tapped to the far sideline, out of bounds, off a white shirt, and Fort Loramie gets it.
Allie Marshall knocked that a little too hard.
Allie Marshall is imposing in the middle. Defensively, she is heads and shoulders above everybody else's height on the floor. And right off the bat, Fort Loramie called for a 5-second count out near midcourt.
Well, Rose is going to get the turnover, but everybody was standing and watching her dribble the basketball. But she needs to learn, at a 4 count, you got to pick it up and you get another 5 seconds.
Harley Lyons, a junior guard, will jack up the three. So will Kelsey Warnock, a 12th grader, 8 points a game a year ago, 38% three-point shooter last season. And we've got a violation right below us. Stepping on the end line was Jenna Stone, a 5'6 junior for Proctorville. A turnover each way. Sluggish start. We played 30 seconds, not a shot yet. Here comes Fort Loramie, forecourt right, Dana Rose, 25 feet away to Kennedy Gebhardt. Throws into the post to Meyering. Meyering feeds it outside the circle on the left. And here's Kenzie Holscher with a jump shot from 16, and she buries it, Chuck. Good-looking rainbow.
Shot it right over top of Marshall.
Sure did. Here is Proctorville Fairland beating Fort Loramie pressure. Reverse layup below the rim by Harley Lyons. No good. Off the underneath side of the glass, touched by Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds, and Fairland will throw in. Ball pitched on the arc to Lyons. Straight away to the three-point shooter, 25-footer, bullseye, Harley Lyons connects. As I mentioned a moment ago, she'll shoot the triple. It's a club that's not shy about taking trifectas. It's either the long ball from a guard, or it is the six-footer, Allie Marshall in the post. Here's a long jump shot by Kennedy Gebhardt from the left flank for Fort Loramie. Missed it. No good. Didn't catch iron. Rebound down to Proctorville. Here's Lyons dribbling up the floor. Good ball rotation. Nearly a walk. Low in the right. Player wide open. Five-footer by Brittany Thompson, a senior. Is short. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie. The officials missed a walk in backcourt against Taylor Ratterman, and the Redskins do bring it down. Gebhardt outside the lane on the left of the jump shooter. Meyering pops it up and in.
Good ball movement that time.
I like the way Meyering caught it and looked at the rim immediately. Here's a tug of war for a loose ball across the timeline. Good defensive tenacity from Kenzie Holscher. She forced the jump. Proctorville basketball, far side of the floor. 4-3, Fort Loramie up a point. We played less than 2 minutes. Here is Proctorville throwing in. Deflected, good play. Marissa Meyering punched it up in the air, stole it. And then Fort Loramie, hastily up the court, intercepted pass by Proctorville. Here comes Fairland, blazing a trail down the floor. Down the floor is the six-footer Marshall. She gives it up, gets it back. Low on the left, she's pinched by a couple defenders and fouled as she went up to shoot it. Allie's got two free throws coming.
Now, they called that on Myring, and I'll tell you, I'm looking right straight down at it. It was nothing but ball. The guy who made the call was screened behind the two players.
Yep, it looked like it
anticipation
was,
call.
Yep, totally leather all the way. Good defensive maneuver by Marissa, but Marshall's at the stripe shooting two, and she is a 70% free throw shooter in her career. She drains the first to tie the game up at four. 11 points a game a year ago for Allie Marshall. Six-footer headed to Cedarville to play. She averaged 7.5 rebounds last season for Fairland. Second shot, dead center as well. Proctorville up a point, 5-4. Fort Loramie, four-court right, Dana Rose. Throws it cross-court to Myring. Now Gebhardt, 25 feet out. Between the rings, it's Rose. Rose fakes left, goes right. Gives it up 25 feet away to Gebhardt. Gebhardt looks for Holscher in the middle, can't find her. Left corner, Myring starts to drive, pulls up from 15, left the jumper short, rebound Marshall of Proctorville. Outlet pass to Lyons, near corner. Lyons sets and shoots hard on the 24-footer, long rebound right back to her. She lets it go again. That hit the back iron. Loose ball rebound in the paint. Proctorville gets another crack at it. On the weave, it goes on the play to Jenna Stone, and she banks the runner through. Nice play by Stone. Nine-footer below the foul line. Proctorville up three, 7-4. Fort Loramie dribbling 25 feet away. It's Dana Rose throwing into the right corner, stabbed out of bounds by Proctorville.
A little nervous about the point guard play right off the start here for Loramie.
Yeah, Proctorville got three shots last possession. When you shoot threes, you get long rebound.
Yeah, that's a tough thing to rebound defensively.
Lengthy boards come off the rim hard and long when you shoot the three ball. Here's a turnaround jumper, foul line by Myring. Off to the left, no good. Got a lot of rim, wouldn't stay in. Rebound Proctorville. Quickly down the floor comes Lyons. Lyons flashing into the lane, a runner with the left hand, short, no good. Rebound Myring of Fort Loramie. 4:36 to go in the first quarter, 7-4 Proctorville. Here is Holscher, 25 feet away. Goes foul line, open player baseline right. Myring catches and drops in a five-footer.
I like Holscher on the point. It's for the simple fact she handles the ball well, and at 5'10", she sees over the defender.
Superb assist. Here's Proctorville out of control. Dancing into the lane goes Marshall, the six-footer. A scoop shot from 7 feet. Hit the iron twice, kicked away, and was poked out of bounds by Proctorville. 7-6, Fort Loramie down one, 4:09 left here in the opening quarter. It's game two of today's action here at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West. The opening contest of this event was yesterday at 1. We covered it for you. Minster defeated Valley View 49-30. Fort Loramie with possession. Holscher drops it 25 feet out, picks it up. Kenzie on the bounce. Ball delivered inside the arc right flank. Gebhardt's got a good look from 19. It rimmed out. No good. Tough break. Long lead out down the floor by Proctorville. And guess who chased it down? Kennedy Gebhardt on the steal. Quickly up the floor, Fort Loramie. Low in the right, shot fake. Then the ball thrown out toward midcourt. It's going to be over and back against Fort Loramie. It is.
Marissa needs to shoot that.
Yeah, Marissa had it down inside 5 or 6 feet. Thought maybe Marshall was hovering over her.
You still got to go up. If they blocked the shot, so what? But that they got a chance to score that way or get a foul. That was just a turnover.
Exactly. Inbounded by Warnock of Proctorville. She drives, leaves it into the far corner for a teammate. High arching three ball by Stone. No good. Yet another rebound on a missed three by Proctorville. And the young lady who shot the ball eventually received a good assist below the basket and dropped it in. Goal by Warnock of Proctorville, which leads 9-6 over Fort Loramie. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Myring foul line, starts to drive. Down the lane, around the taller Marshall, got it to go. Good play by Myring. She kissed it in off the window. 9-8, Proctorville by a point. 2:47 left opening quarter. Here's a steal at midcourt. Taken away by Jaden Putoff of Fort Loramie. She darts down the hardwood, has it stripped from behind. Tie-up occurs. Possession arrow favors Proctorville. Substitutions here now for the Redskins, Chuck. Dana Rose had started. She's back on the floor.
Yeah, I thought they had that wrong. It's Loramie ball.
Oh, it is Fort Loramie ball. Yep, mistake. And Fort Loramie catches Proctorville asleep. It's inbounded to Holscher. She missed the six-footer, got it back. Shot it long, no good. Another offensive rebound by Fort Loramie. And there's a foul against Proctorville in the act of shooting for the Lady Redskins. Dana Rose tried to shovel it up there. And now the officials look at each other and change the call.
What was the call?
Well, I thought clearly Rose got hacked.
I'll erase my two circles.
But it's been reversed. And
called it a held ball, I guess.
That must have been ruled a held ball. That was a mistake by the referee. 9-8 Proctorville. 2:17 left in the opening quarter. On the arc is Harley Lyons. Dumps it down baseline right to Emma Marshall. To Warnock for a long three. Chucks it up from near side court. Missed it hard. A rebounding foul against Fort Loramie below the rim. Is that correct, Chuck? Not one foul yet on Proctorville in this game?
No, two fouls and zero.
Inbounding below the rim is Warnock for Proctorville. Now to Emma Marshall, a 5 foot 5 inch 10th grade substitute guard. Emma dribbles between the rings, tries to get it to her sister Allie, can't. A couple of black shirts are on top of the leather out at the head of the key, and the possession arrow gives it to Fort Loramie.
Good hustle that time by Holscher.
Redskins in the road, black, red numerals trimmed in white. Proctorville white with a lot of green piping and trim. Real good crowd on hand for this game. It's the second game of the day here at Lakota West. Here's Gebhardt, 25 feet away. Shoots a pass down inside, right over the left shoulder of Dana Rose. It goes out of bounds against the Firebirds padding here at Lakota West at the end of the floor.
Well, there was two offensive players down there, and neither one of them knew who the pass was to.
9-8 Proctorville, a minute 44 to go here in the first quarter. Dribbling up the floor, Harley Lyons to Allie Marshall is out high now at 6 feet. Dumps it down inside to Harley. Now back to Marshall. Allie with a 21-footer. The 6-footer launched it from three-point land. No, long board right back to Proctorville. Fairland getting numerous offensive rebounds. Ball tipped away by Gebhardt at midcourt. And do we have an over and back violation?
Timeout.
Timeout called by Proctorville, which was in hot water near the timeline. We'll take this opportunity to tell you about a couple of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, including Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who go to Geyer's from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest, all over the country for that matter. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS.com. Say, place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. They'll give your system the tune-up it needs. These two pros, Mike and Tom, are experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a great name on developing connections a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Phone 937-295-3243. After the Proctorville timeout, here's a long three-pointer behind a screen by Emma Marshall. No good off the back flange. Once more, a long rebound to Jenna Stone of Proctorville. She's knotted up. The arrow favors Fairland, which will throw it in below the rim.
Yeah, they've gotten a bunch of offensive rebounds so far.
Ball inbounded. Good play beneath the rim. Driving to the basket and scoring for Proctorville is Kelsey Warnock, who averaged over 8 a game last year. Three-point lead Fairland again, 11-8. 47 seconds to go, opening quarter. Sloppy bounce pass, Fort Loramie into the corner. Stolen on the play by Allie Marshall of Proctorville. Again, a scrum for it. Fort Loramie comes out of there with it. Kennedy Gebhardt, top of the key, dragged her pivot foot. Mistake, Fort Loramie. Redskins a little bit sloppy at the moment. 37 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Proctorville up 3, 11-8.
Well, she's got a dilemma because if she plays Holscher on the point, that's her best point guard, but she takes her all out of the offense.
Exactly. And she is one of the tallest young ladies on the roster as well.
Yep.
Here's a pass by Proctorville right into the Fort Loramie bench. Redskin defender got a piece of it, though. Fairland will inbound with 29.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ball thrown into backcourt to Emma Marshall. The sophomore guard sends it up ahead to Kelsey Warnock. On the arc to Brittany Thompson. Back it goes to Warnock on a weave to Lyons. Sloppy pass stolen by Gebhardt. Gebhardt strides down the right side of the floor and hit the stripe. In so doing, she's out of bounds.
She got pushed. She's right, but the referee didn't see it.
Well, the teams here at the Journey to the Tourney opening up the campaign, and so are the referees.
Well, it's early in the morning. You got to give them a little bit of a break.
We got a dozen ticks left in the clock. Proctorville inbounds.
Well, and she just dribbled that about 3 feet out of bounds, and he didn't see that, and he was standing right there next to it.
I thought the ball hit squarely on the black stripe myself,
yeah,
Chuck.
I think it was all in the red.
And the officials have missed a few so far in this game. 9.7 to go in the opening quarter. Fort Loramie down 3. Ball inbounded, deep right corner to Jenna Stone. She makes an errant pass. Fort Loramie on the pick. Here's Holscher down the floor. Left corner, Redskins, long two ball at the buzzer. It is bouncing, no good by Gebhardt. It wouldn't drop. 11-8, Proctorville over Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We certainly wish Jeff Bray well down in South Carolina. He launched scoresbroadcast.com back in 2007 along with me. Jeff, we wish you well. I know you're undergoing health issues at the moment, and we sure wish the best for you and your family.
Cancer doesn't have a chance against Jeff.
Here is Fort Loramie inbounding to start the second quarter of this game. And here's a foul line jump shot by Macy Imwally, 5'7 junior, in off the bench for head coach Carlos Siegel. And right away, she sinks a 15-footer. Here's Proctorville beating pressure. Ball loose in the lane. Sloppy play by both clubs. Warnock scoops it up out at the foul line, darts down the paint, and jettisons one high off the backboard. She gets the benefit of a foul from the backside against Fort Loramie. A couple of free throws coming here for Kelsey Warnock. I've been impressed with her so far, Chuck. Very good savvy. She's all over the floor, knows where the ball is at all times.
They are out hustling Loramie, and that's something you very, very rarely see.
First free throw, Warnock, who is jammed while shooting, 2 free throws, each one swished, 13-10 Proctorville. Opening half minute, second quarter. Here's Fort Loramie down the floor. Good dish on the inside. Nice pass as the ball is thrown on the play to 31, Jaden Putoff. Gebhardt dished it to her. Good feed. Quick 2 points, Fort Loramie, 13-12. 1 point lead, Proctorville. 30 seconds gone, quarter number 2. Warnock on the arc on the weave. Gives it up to Jenna Stone. Near side, left-handed shot, put 3 ball. Bingo! Brittany Thompson nailed it. 16-12. 4-point lead, Proctorville. Quickly, Fort Loramie beats pressure. Down inside to Gebhardt, blocked away by the six-footer Marshall. Proctorville's got the foot, got the basketball. I'm thinking football tonight already. Here's a missed three, very poor shot attempt by Thompson. Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Long lead out down the floor. Redskins running, driving layup is good. Who got that two-pointer,
that was
Chuck?
Imwali again.
Macy's giving him spark off the bench. I keep thinking I hear a whistle,
They're
Chuck.
They're playing a JV right beside us over here, and I keep hearing a whistle, too.
Auxiliary gym, very adjacent to us. Here is the tall Allie Marshall, baseline left. A jump hook, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie.
Yes.
Look at that two-on-one break. Wow, firing on the finish.
That is how you draw it up. You give it up, you get it back.
Beautifully done by Fort Loramie, which quickly is not of the score at 16. We played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Thompson, long lob down inside. Ball rotated on the arc to the six-footer Marshall. Chuck, she plays outside more than she does in.
Yeah, I mean, they were doing a pretty good job down on the block against her.
Here's Harley Lyons. Cross court, it goes to Allie Marshall. She lost it, got it back. Thompson's got it 25 feet away. Now to Lyons. Down inside of the driving shooter, it is Jenna Stone with a left hand, high off the window, no good. Rebound Redskins, a chance to go up. 5:47 left, second period. Here's Gebhardt, 25 feet away from Fort Loramie. Kennedy on the bounce, fakes right, goes left. Ball thrown foul line, wide open Meiering, 16-footer, bouncing no good. Oh, look at the offensive rebound. Missed by Dana Rose, couldn't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds by Proctorville, Fort Loramie possession.
Good rebound that time by Rose, just couldn't put it back up in.
Up, Redskins might have touched it. It's Proctorville ball as head coach Carla Siegel makes a line change for her Lady Redskins. It's Meiering, it's Corinne Heitkamp on the floor. Taylor Ratterman out there as well. Kenzie Holscher is manning the taller Marshall at the foul line. Marshall's got it 15 feet away. Starts to drive down the paint. A little one-handed runner bouncing in. 18-16. Proctorville by two. 5:06 to go till halftime. Here is Kenzie Holscher at midcourt. Behind the back on the dribble of Meiering. Almost walked. Left side to Ratterman. Back to Meiering. Meiering is hemmed in 10 feet away. Throws it to Holscher, head of the key. Right side, Gebhardt. On the arc, Ratterman jacks up a three. She buries it. Big triple by Taylor Ratterman. Fort Loramie by one. 19-18. 4:43 left here in the second quarter. Bad pass, Proctorville. As Marshall dumped it off, Allie to Emma in the corner, Emma Marshall couldn't handle.
Well, I'll tell you what, they catch the ball in the lane and look to throw it back out to the three-point shooter. They don't usually turn and look for a shot in the lane.
Here is Fort Loramie, up one, a chance to go up a three or four. Errant pass by Gebhardt into the corner, stolen by Allie Marshall. Backcourt to Warnock, 4:20 left here in the second. Warnock gives it up on the play to Lyons. Near side, it's Emma Marshall. Head of the key, Brittany Thompson. Drives, left hand. Loops it down inside to Marshall. Fort Loramie does a good job to make the deflection. We got three on one. Three black shirts against the taller Marshall. Scrum for the ball. Fort Loramie's on the inline. Possession, Proctorville. 4:11 left here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, Proctorville Fairland 18. Five straight points here by the Redskins. Taylor Ratterman's three-pointer a half minute ago lifted Fort Loramie to a one-point edge. Here's a little give and go. Pass down inside for Marshall, broken up by Fort Loramie. Warnock's got the ball below the rim. She might have stepped out of bounds.
I can't see the end line, so we're going to have to take their word for it.
I like the shallow end zones here at Lakota. No stands
right at
the ends of the floor, so we're perched right above the baseline. Looking right down over the free throw lane. I like this vantage point.
Oh, yeah. This is a good spot.
Reminds me of a very, very, very large New Knoxville.
Very large.
Holscher, top of the key. Fakes right, goes left for Fort Loramie. Flips it out back to Ratterman. Ratterman being chased by Marshall. Now Holscher 25 feet away. Goes right side to Imwali. Now Holscher. Foul line, bounce pass left corner, shot fake. Gebhardt pulls up from 15. Swish!
That was Heitkamp.
It was Corinne Heitkamp. 20. Good looking shot. But Carlos blessed with scores everywhere right down through the roster. Three-point lead Fort Loramie, which has tallied seven straight now. On a weave, it is Warnock. On the arc to Harley Lyons. Nearly a foul by Heitkamp. She got away with a push. Still dribbling as Lyons. Almost walked. The Fort Loramie defender falls down, so she jumps and shoots from 18. Missed it short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Holscher airmails a pass 50 feet down the floor that dragged her pivot foot.
Well, they want to run, and she was open, but that was a tough play for anybody to try to make right there, and she did travel.
Several different young ladies for Fort Loramie have scored in this game, Chuck. That's a good sign.
They have five young ladies that have scored so far.
And a couple off the bench. Ball inbounded, baseline right to Allie Marshall. Perky, jerky move across the lane. Double dribble. Fort Loramie's tenaciousness on defense is causing mistakes from Proctorville, which hasn't scored in 2.5 minutes. 2:57 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie 21, Proctorville 18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck. Here at Lakota West, the home of the Firebirds in Westchester, it's the journey to the tourney. Fort Loramie 21, Proctorville Fairland 18, 2:50 left here in the second quarter. And as the Redskins bring it down the floor, it is Kenzie Holscher stopping 25 feet away, looks and moved the pivot foot again.
Yep, she shuffled them.
Redskins at the moment have on the floor. Alyssa Rassman is in now, 5 feet 9 inches tall, a junior. Kenzie Holscher out there as well, 5'10", a sophomore. Dana Rose on the court, 10th grader, 5'7". Taylor Ratterman at a guard. Marissa Meiring on the floor, too. Marissa, a junior, 5'8". Proctorville inbounding after the miscue by Fort Loramie. And guess what? Fairland makes a mistake, a floor error. Redskins get it right back. Up three. Proctorville has gone 4 minutes without a point. The bench, the pressure, the hustle of Fort Loramie giving Proctorville fits late in the first half. Here's a baseline drive by Ratterman. Good ball rotation. Rose has it. Right corner, Ratterman behind the arc. Clangs off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Allie Marshall of Proctorville. She's got it in backcourt. She is tripped, clipped from behind. Foul against Fort Loramie. And Chuck, I am still looking at the scoreboard with unbelievable amazement.
Four fouls for Loramie, zero for Proctorville.
None on Proctorville in what has been a helter-skelter game at times. Can't believe that Proctorville has not been called with at least one personal foul to this point. 2:13 to go till halftime. Fort Loramie up three on a 7-0 run over the last 4 minutes against Proctorville. Here's Allie Marshall, 20 feet away, hangs on, dribbles, moving screen. That's a great call.
Yep.
Jessica King, a freshman in off the bench for Proctorville, was turning her whole body, pivoting while screening, 10 feet beyond the head of the key, and that is the first personal foul on Proctorville in this game. Here's Kenzie Holscher, outside the arc on the left to Rose. In the left corner, Gebhardt. Back to Holscher, dribbles down the right side of the lane. Now Ratterman, deep right corner, into the post to Meiring. Pinched by a couple defenders and a second foul against Proctorville. It is not of the shooting variety. Fort Loramie will inbound below the rim. with a minute 42 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 3, 21-18. Ball lobbed into Holscher, head of the key, Dana Rose. Rose goes to Ratterman, left side of the floor, way out on the arc. She rotates on top, dribbles into the right corner now. Bounce pass to Rose, who jacks up a three ball. Overshot it, no good. Weak side rebound, King for Proctorville. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Up the floor, Warnock. Shakes a couple defenders. Tries to loop it to a teammate in the corner. Stolen by Meiring. Outlet to Ratterman. Ahead of the crew. And she goes to the rim. Got it for a bucket. Ratterman streaked to the goal. All white shirts and black shirts were behind her. Beautiful layup by Ratterman. Who found her, Chuck? I missed who made the pass.
The pass was from Rose.
Alert pass by Dana Rose. Extremely aware.
And Coach Siegel said they were going to run, and then they were going to run some more, and that's what they're doing.
It's a cross-country meet here at Westchester, Lakota.
And they've had some turnovers because of it, but they're going to take some turnovers when they play this way.
Taylor was fouled when she scored. She made a good driving layup. The long pass down the floor by Rose was pinpoint. Foul shot is in, and Fort Loramie is up 24-18. 10 straight for the Redskins. There's a great block by Dana Rose in the lane. Shot was missed by Stone. Then a steal by Fort Loramie in the corner. Out ahead to Holscher. 50 seconds to go in the half. Kenzie dribble drive into the corner. Marshall chases her. Cross court to Gebhardt. Down inside, Meiring. Bank shot. Spin around. Got it. 26-18. 12 straight by Fort Loramie. 33 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Proctorville has gone nearly 6 minutes without scoring. Here's a five-second call against Kelsey Warnock.
Wow.
She kept doing a semicircle. At beyond the head of the key was well guarded. And Fort Loramie gets possession. Half minute left in the second quarter.
We said this yesterday about Valley View. It's the same thing with that. They don't see defense like this during the season.
You're so right, Chuck. Spot on. Redskins have hit them hard with intense pressure. Here's Holscher, bounce pass, left corner. Into the lane to Meiring, almost shot it. She went up to shoot. It was blocked at her apex. Ball didn't come free. It's ruled a tie-up, a jump. Good call by the official.
Yeah, that was a break for Loramie because I thought she traveled.
And the arrow favors Proctorville. 15 seconds to go. Second quarter, Redskins up 8, trying to deny Proctorville. Here's a ball thrown to Marshall in the post. It's wide, deflected, picked off by Fort Loramie. 6 seconds to go in the half. Long cross-court throw, intercepted by Proctorville. 2 to play. Ball shoveled to midcourt, foul Fort Loramie, reaching in. It is not of the shooting variety.
I bet they give her 3 shots.
I hope not. Looked like she was trying to shovel a pass ahead. Should be ball out of bounds. Proctorville at side court.
They're giving her 3 shots.
Oh, I don't.
There was nobody out in front of her, Jack. I thought Kenzie needs to stay away from her there. I think that's the correct call.
Oh, I disagree. That was the weakest foul call on a 3-point shot I've ever seen. No, I would have drawn the line. I wouldn't have awarded it. Emma Marshall's at the stripe with 3 for Proctorville. She missed the first.
Well, maybe God saw it the way you did and made her miss it.
Wow, karma. 1/10 of a second to go in the second quarter. Second shot by Marshall, she buries it. Emma Marshall hits, and that breaks a 6.5-minute drought for Proctorville, which led 18-14 early on in this quarter. It's now 26-19, Fort Loramie by 7. Second free throw, Emma Marshall, way short, no good. Rebound, Fort Loramie, half ends. Head coach Carla Siegel didn't complain. She might have sided with the official.
But, it was one of those where Kenzie should have just kept her hands out, but she was trying to throw something from midcourt. If there would have been somebody out in front, they might have said it was a pass, but there was nobody out ahead of her. Yeah. I think the official had no choice but to make that call.
The key to me, Chuck, the ball was down around the hip of the shooter. It wasn't up at her shoulder or over her head.
I know.
I would have said half over. Nonetheless, Proctorville made just 1 of 3 free throws there with 0.1 seconds to go, and that was Proctorville's only point the last 6 minutes plus of the second quarter. it's kind of fun to friendly disagree every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, we see things differently.
Giving the listeners a little something to think about.
Well, we each have four eyes, yeah. So that's...
And we're both wearing glasses, so... But it's been a good first half, great second quarter for Fort Loramie, which leads by 7 over Proctorville Fairland here at intermission on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. From here at Lakota West in Westchester, it's the journey to the tourney, and Fort Loramie is beating Proctorville Fairland, a club which has been a powerhouse in Division III the last 8 or 10 years. In fact, Proctorville advanced all the way to the state semis in 2014 and 15, lost to Versailles in Ottawa-Glandorf those two seasons. But Fort Loramie playing up against Proctorville today, leads by 7. Head coach Carla Siegel's girls have been very sharp, especially in that second quarter. Defensive pressure taking Proctorville out of its game. How about Brookins in Fort Loramie? It's the place to go for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and that pork chop special tonight on Saturday nights. Carl Arntz, the new owner-manager at Brookins, and he puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins in Fort Loramie, just like Dale and Joyce Barhorse did the past 12 years. Just sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer, and then fresh food at Brookins, which is also the great spot to go for family gatherings, anniversaries, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins, brookins-usa.com. Carl Arntz has tweaked that late-night menu. You'll enjoy it. Drop in at Brookins tonight after the Fort Loramie football victory, if you have a chance.
Yeah, well, I would love to. The pork chops would be gone, though.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine brings your halftime report. Redskins up 7. Chuck?
Well, I can give you scoring. They didn't bring me my stats. But scoring for Proctorville in the first half, they were led. They had three young ladies that scored 4. Marshall, their leading scorer, and then Warnock and Jenna Stone. They got 3 from Brittany Thompson on a 3 in the second quarter. They got 3 from Harley Lyons on a 3 in the first quarter. They got a free throw from Emma Marshall. They scored 11 and 8, 19 for the first half. They were 5 of 7 from the free throw line. For Fort Loramie, they were led by Marissa Myring with 10. She had a terrific first half.
Yep.
Then they got 6 out of Taylor Ratterman, 4 from Macy Imwally off the bench, then 2 each from Heitkamp and Holscher, and Putoff. They scored 8 and 18, 26 for the half. Only went to the free throw line once, but made it 1-for-1.
Big second quarter, 18 points. By how many did Fort Loramie outscore Proctorville?
18 to 8.
Woo. Thus, we have a 7-point Fort Loramie halftime lead, 26-19. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Thanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Brookins Restaurant in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, big shout-outs to them. Thank you so much from scoresbroadcast.com, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Tell Jolene Renderly you heard about her store right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And an Anna Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions, plus the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center underwrites a halftime segment during which we highlight the seniors on the Shelby County or MAC school playing in the game today. No 12th graders for Fort Loramie. In fact, on the roster we were given today, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 juniors. Kennedy Gebhardt, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, Marissa Meiring, and Alyssa Rassman, all 11th graders. Redskins with a very youthful club, not a senior on the roster. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center promotes athletic play on the floor and outstanding academic performance in the classroom. Thank you, LaCalle Equipment, which moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle. Thanks, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Third quarter upcoming, Fort Loramie up 7 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Say it's a good idea to get the new tires now to grip the road firmly before winter weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Beat that winter weather before it beats you down. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery as well. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Redskins now shooting down at our end, and we start the third quarter with a long three-point try by Kennedy Gebhardt. It's in and out, no good. Rebound, Dana Rose, got it. Good start to the third quarter for Fort Loramie. Ratterman's, or I should say Gebhardt's three, almost stayed in. It rattled out of there. But Johnny on the spot was Dana Rose for the two-point stick back. And the Redskins have a nine-point lead, their biggest, 28-19. There's a steal in the half court. Fort Loramie takes it away. Ratterman down the floor in the lane to Myron. Baseline right, Gebhardt, open eight-footer. Again, it rattled in and out.
It couldn't have gone down any farther and not stayed in.
Oh, tough luck shooting for Kennedy. She should have two field goals at the start of the third quarter. The lead is nine for Fort Loramie. Here's a long three-pointer, left wing. Yes. A triple thrown in by Harley Lyons, the junior. She averaged 8.5 points a game last year. She brings Proctorville within six, 28-22. Here's Rose to Ratterman, down inside to Myring, on the arc to Dana. Jumping, shooting, back iron, no good. Good rebound by Gebhardt, on the arc to Ratterman. Redskins up six. Deep left corner, Holscher. She launches a three, overshoots. Good offensive board by Myring. Missed it, no good. Got the rebound, might have been hacked. Could have been a foul in Proctorville. What's been called?
Held ball.
It is a jump, a tie-up. Possession, Proctorville. Tough break for the Redskins. Fort Loramie's had three or four good shots that have not gone in.
Yeah, they had two good shots right there, and they just bounced out on them.
6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Proctorville penetrating the arc. Jumping, shooting, 18-footer away. King, no, off the back iron. Got the long rebound and popped it home, a triple. And just like that, Proctorville is within three. Two straight threes, and then Fort Loramie airmails it. Holscher for Ratterman into the bleachers, out of bounds. Head coach Carla Siegel's seen enough. Redskins scored first to start the third quarter. And then the Fort Loramie team's been in a funk the last 90 seconds. 6:09 to go in the third. Proctorville down three to Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, it's amazing how quickly the game can turn, Chuck.
Well, two threes that go down. Loramie puts two or three off the rim that don't go. A couple of turnovers, and all of a sudden it's a three-point game.
28-25, Fort Loramie up three. Proctorville benefited from the possession arrow and brings the ball down the floor with a chance to tie. A couple of triples in a row by different players from Proctorville. Here's a baseline drive. All the way to the basket goes Marshall. Emma shoveled it, missed it, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Quickly down the floor, Gebhardt. All the way to the rim, blocked from behind with a six-footer. Proctorville's got the ball, heaves it down the floor, and Fort Loramie intercepts. And then we got a shove-off against whom?
Wow.
I did not see that call at all against Fort Loramie. I thought it was a loose ball, and a Proctorville Fairland player went down hard. That's what the referee saw after the fact.
She ran into her own player.
She sure did. That's one of those, I didn't see it, but, well, there was somebody on the floor, so I'm going to call it.
Had to be something. And unfortunately, they called that on Ratterman, but that's only her first, so.
Brittany Thompson took a blow to the floor, came down hard. Boy, she may not feel well enough to get back into this game. Possession favoring Proctorville after the phantom foul in Fort Loramie. Ball thrown down inside to Jenna Stone, and the ball rolls off her ankle, goes out of bounds. Redskins get it back, up three, 28-25.
It's kind of a sloppy start to the second half, kind of a sloppy start to the game, too.
Yep, sure was. Here comes Holscher over the timeline for Fort Loramie. Left-hand dribble, lobs to Myring, foul line. Matter Rose on the arc. In the corner, Taylor Ratterman. Veers out on top. Skips it cross-court to Gebhardt in motions. Looks for Dana Rose in the left corner. Now 25 feet away. It is Holscher, foul line, Myring again on the arc, Ratterman. Open near corner. Here's a three-point try. Bingo! Macy Imwally connects. She's had a good game off the bench.
She scored 7.
Fine performance by Imwally. Fort Loramie by 6. 4:56 to go in the third. Proctorville out high. It's Warnock. Shot fake. Nearly poked away by Fort Loramie. Redskins reach in, get a tie up. And then I think Proctorville fouled trying to get it back.
I guess that is what they called. That's a heck of a job by Imwally again.
Imwally just simply out quick the ball handler for Proctorville. That's happened time and time again in this game.
I thought they had called a held ball, but she must have had a hold of her arm.
We've disagreed with the officials numerous times in this contest.
Now that we're going to call that a good call since it went in Loramie's favor.
4:40 left, third quarter. Open player, right corner, Imwally again.
Why not?
She spots up and pours in another triple. Macy Imwally. Woo! Boy, she has come to the rescue off the bench here today for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins, just like that, bolt to a 9-point lead. 34-25, a couple of threes, but Proctorville, Imwally answers with 2 for Fort Loramie.
Yep. They got a warning for knocking the ball away after the ball went in. That was a
4.5 to go here in the third quarter. Baseline drive by Jessica King for Proctorville. Out on the arc to Jenna Stone. Tell you what, Chuck, the 6-footer Allie Marshall, 11 points a game, 7 rebounds a year ago, has not done much at all for Proctorville. Here's a loose player below the basket. Peeling off a screen for Proctorville is Jenna Stone, who caught it below the rim. Nifty reverse shot, laid it through. The lead 7 for the Redskins. 3:55 to go in the third.
Well, that was a nice pass by Marshall. We'll give her due.
Here's Dana Rose out high. Foul line, Myring, open from 15. High arching floater, lot of rim, backboard, good. It trickled in there. 36-27. Fine game for Marissa. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie again. 3.5 left here in the third quarter. Top of the circle, it's Allie Marshall. She barrels down the right side of the lane.
Wow.
A shovel shot by the 6-footer. It kissed off the glass, hung on the rim. In it goes. Fort Loramie countering right now. Give and go. Baseline right, Myring. Shot it, no good. Oh, what a stick back by Dana Rose. Dana Rose out of nowhere got the 2-pointer. Boy, she's been around the rim a couple times in this game.
She's Johnny got a couple of putbacks.
Johnny on the spot. Fort Loramie by 9 again. Here's a runner, a floater from 10 feet. It is good. The Lions of Proctorville. Good shot in traffic. Redskins lead shaved to 7, 38-31. Ratterman top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Myring at the high post. Back to Ratterman on the arc. She skips down the lane. Feeds left corner. Long, high-arching three-point shot. Rimmed in and out. Tough break by Imwally. That was below the iron. Rebound Proctorville. Quickly, forecourt left. Firing a triple right now. King shot it hard. Rebound below the basket. And we got a push against Fort Loramie.
Well, nobody. I mean, that shot goes up. You, instead of turning and watching the ball, you've got to find the person in your area and put a body on him. Loramie's not doing a great job of that, and that's why they got that rebound.
Wholesale changes for Fort Loramie again. 4 new performers on the floor with 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Redskins up 7.
Yeah, they're running a lot more bodies out there than Proctorville is, that's for sure.
No question about that. Similar to yesterday when Minster had much more depth in Valley View. Bad pass below the basket by Proctorville, then Fort Loramie to midcourt. And we've got a lot of contact, a collision, ball loose, jump ensues. Arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Boy, well, that was hustle. Holzer came from the top of the key to tie that up at midcourt.
Kenzie Holzer with outstanding effort on that play.
Doesn't look like her back's bothering her at all. She's on the floor a lot.
And that play by Holzer saved Fort Loramie the possession. Redskins up 7. Last 2:25 of the third quarter, important to say the least. Redskins would like a 9 or 10 point lead heading into the fourth. Here's Holzer, midcourt, crossover dribble, foul line, into the lane, bounce pass to Gebhardt. Gebhardt goes dribbling hard into a body below the basket, contact against Proctorville. Not in the act of shooting. Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim. Redskins have motion on offense. Ball lobbed in, foul line, open look. Holscher, 15-footer short. Oh, what a rebound by Gebhardt. Laid it up among the taller players. Couldn't get it to drop. And the rebound is jerked off the glass, but Proctorville foul, Fort Loramie.
Yeah, Rassman went for the rebound. I mean, it was a good effort, but she came straight from behind. They're going to call that every time.
Common foul against Alyssa. Proctorville brings it down the floor, trailing by 7 with 2:04 left in the third quarter. Here comes Kelsey Warnock up the floor. The senior has it jammed away at midcourt. Good hustle by Fort Loramie out of bounds. Taylor Ratterman got a fist on it and jammed it into the first row of seats. 2 minutes even left in the third. Ball lobbed. Foul line extended right. Allie Marshall. Ball's on the deck. Players dive for it. Let's see what's been called. Another foul against the Redskins.
Yeah, got her from behind. Looked like a clip. That'd be 15 yards tonight.
Speaking of tonight, we've got Fort Loramie football. It's the state semifinals, Fort Loramie and Macomb. Kickoff at 7, webcast time online at 6:30 on scoresbroadcast.com. Great overplay by Fort Loramie on the inbounds pass from side court by King of Proctorville. She tried to lead the 6-footer Marshall into the low post with a bounce pass. Good overplay by the Redskins, forced the throw to go wide and out of bounds. Minute 53 to go here in the third quarter. Holscher dribbles up the floor, nearly walked. She's bumped. Fort Loramie gets it back. Maybe a double dribble.
It wasn't a double dribble.
Yeah, Corey Nightcamp got away with it. There's a long three ball by the Redskins, pumped up there by Ratterman, deflected by Proctorville, which comes away with the basketball. Dribbling hard down the floor, Allie Marshall. She won't be stopped. The 6-footer took it 70 feet and scored. 38-33, Fort Loramie up 5. A minute 25 to go here in the third. Redskins need a hoop right here. Up the floor, Holscher. She's double-teamed, fouled. Good call by the referee. That goes against Harley Lyons, who put the squeeze on her. 78 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 5, 38-33. It's been a well-contested third quarter of action.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a terrific team, win or lose, for Loramie to start the season against.
Indeed, yep. Put an exclamation point behind that for me, Chuck. Deep in the left corner, Ratterman open look, overshot it, no good. Marshall sweeps the boards clean. A minute to go, third period. Here's Kelsey Warnock, 25 feet away, starts inside the three-point arc to the foul line extended, and she gets a shove from the backside. Marissa Myring picks up her third. 63 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. And Proctorville tries to get back within a basket or two before the quarter comes to a close. But Proctorville inbounds to Marshall at the foul line. She's at the post. She goes opposite with a throw right into the Fairland bench.
In her defense, the bench was open.
Proctorville's outscored Fort Loramie by 2 in the third quarter. After Fort Loramie outscored Proctorville by 10 in the second. Important possession here. Redskins go down inside.
Dreadful.
Extra bounce pass across the bottom of the key by Putoff, but she shuffled the pivot foot before delivering the ball.
That was a good thought, but I think she was to give up a 3-foot shot to try to get a 2-foot shot.
Errors have plagued Fort Loramie here in the last couple minutes. The lead still 5. 34 seconds to go, third quarter. Here is Marshall, 17 feet away for Proctorville. Gives it up on the arc to Emma Marshall. Alley to Emma, now Harley Lyons. Lyons on the arc. Handoff on the play to Warnock. Down to 20 seconds to go here in the third. Foul line, it's Bailey Rowland, a junior, who runs into the right corner, lofts it, overshoots it. Rebound far side of the floor. Proctorville in the corner. Good defense by Fort Loramie, causing the travel. 13.4 left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie up 5. Significant possession before the end of the third, heading into the fourth. Ball lobbed to midcourt to Dana Rose. Has it knocked away. Loose ball picked up nicely by Rassman. Cross court in the corner. Ratterman starts a drive. tries to spin around the defender, Warnock, who hipped her. And with 6.3 left, Redskins get the ball out below the rim. A couple of key passes coming up right here, Chuck. Fort Loramie clings to a five-point edge, 38-33. Inspired ball by Proctorville the last 4 to 5 minutes here of the third quarter. Ball being inbounded below the rim. Redskins get it in baseline left. It's handled there by Holscher. She's sandwiched from the backside by Allie Marshall.
Yep, good call.
It's still Common, number two on Allie. Fraction of a second went off, still six to go. Ball lobbed inbounds by Fort Loramie in the lane. Kenzie's five-footer banked it too hard. Tough break. Here comes Proctorville down the floor on the run. Emma Marshall with a 45-footer. No good, off to the left. And the third quarter finishes. Redskins hit a drive spell late in the quarter. Had a chance to bump the lead back out to 10. Couldn't get it done. But Fort Loramie still up five after trailing by three at the end of one. 38-33 Redskins. We head to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Barker Insurance, located north of Sydney, south of Anna. For multiple years now, your most valued agency in the area, located at 9040 North County Road 25A. Customizing an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, just to name a few. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Drop in, tell the Barkers you heard about Barker Insurance right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
She just traveled out of bounds.
Sure did. Here is Proctorville Fairland looping the ball from side court. That was a turnover. She should have been on the spot. She threw it down inside, 40 feet to the cutter. A driving left-hand layup by Harley Lyons was good. Fine beginning by Proctorville to the fourth quarter, but a clear-cut turnover out of bounds against Proctorville was not called.
They're not allowed to move. We got to set a foot.
Yep, that was a spot violation, or I should say a spot inbounds pass to start the fourth quarter of this game, and the referee blew it. And Proctorville got a gimme 2 points on a long lead pass. It was a beautiful toss. Here is Fort Loramie countering. Good drive. Holscher stops below the foul line, leans in, and hits a 10-footer. Good counter by Fort Loramie. Proctorville. Proctorville had cut it to three. 38-35. Steal. Fort Loramie. Spin move down the floor. Kenzie Holscher in the lane. And she was spun around by the defender of Proctorville. A couple of free throws coming for Kenzie, who is delivering the ball toward the rim. Seventh team foul on Proctorville. Two shots here anyway. The lead 5 for Fort Loramie. Free throw off to the right. No good, McKenzie.
She looks tired.
It was 38-35, start of the fourth quarter, in favor of Fort Loramie by three. Kenzie misses both free throws poorly. Rebound low on the right. Jaden put off Fort Loramie. Shot blocked. Redskins get it back, though. Five-point game. 7:16 left in the fourth. Holscher open. Deep left corner. Three. Short. No good. Long rebound kicks to Warnock of Proctorville. Redskins up five. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Out high with the ball, Allie Marshall. Let's see if she starts to go to work. Clearly a travel on Fairland. Not called. Handoff on the play to Lyons. Ball high overhead, tries to throw into the middle of Halley, intercepted by Rose. Here come the Redskins, 3-on-1, and they throw it to the end line out of bounds.
Good thought. Like I said, if you're going to run and run and run, you're going to turn the ball over sometimes.
Tell you what, Chuck, what I see is that Allie Marshall, the six-footer for Proctorville, is exasperated at times. They can't get her the ball. When she does get it, she's harassed by two or three Redskins and gets it taken away.
Well, and she's made two driving throws that I think they'll give her all night long. She made them both.
And what do we have? Moving screen. Proctorville tries to run its attack. Foul picked up by, I think, Emma Marshall, 20 feet out on the floor. And the offense in this game has stagnated over the last 3 or 4 minutes, overlapping the third and fourth quarters. Redskins up 5, 40-35. 6.5 left in the fourth. Boy, an offensive spurt here by Fort Loramie could put the game away. Deep in the corner, Rassman out on top to Holscher. Left corner handled by Gebhardt. Sends it on back to Holscher. Now to Gebhardt, left flank, behind the arc, in the post. Myring, turnaround Jay, 8-footer, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Harley Lyons of Proctorville.
Got to get her shoulder squared that time. She tried to shoot it and didn't turn.
Outlet to Thompson. Thompson gave it up, got it back. A screen, shot the three, blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Good effort by Holscher. Redskins have got it. Good lead out down the floor. Put off to Holscher. Layup, yes, and a foul. Surge by the Redskins to go up 7. The defense triggered that play.
Well, when you can block a three and then go get the ball, and what a nice look to find her streaking down the floor.
Fort Loramie's length on defense out on top is really challenging here today for Proctorville. Will be all season for Fort Loramie foes. Well, a made field goal, one free throw missed. Everybody stood around in the lane, and then Proctorville finally got the ball. And Fairland comes down the floor and hoists an immediate 26-foot three-pointer by King. She way overshoots. Rebound to the Redskins. And the Fort Loramie player hustles down the floor. It's Rassman in the corner. She's forced out of bounds. A foul by Proctorville.
I see the Rushi coaching staff is here doing some scouting.
Should be a double bonus situation now. Yep. 10 fouls on Proctorville. And Rassman's at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Yeah, Rushi and Fort Loramie play next Saturday afternoon. Varsity tip-off about 2:30
maybe
at Fort Loramie. And that's if the Fort Loramie football team does not play next Saturday in the state championship. Of course, if the Redskins football team advances tonight, then that girls' basketball game next Saturday to open... Well, I shouldn't say to open Shelby County League play because there's activity on Tuesday. In fact, Fort Loramie plays Fairlawn Tuesday night. But that key second league game of the year, Fort Loramie-Rushi, would be postponed if the Fort Loramie football team wins this evening. But one free throw made, one missed, Chuck.
Correct.
Redskins split the two free throws, and then Proctorville enters the forecourt, picking up the dribble as Jenna Stone. She's hemmed in by a couple of Redskins and turns it over. How many miscues by Proctorville? It's got to be 25 to 30.
Yeah, they got a bunch. I didn't keep stats.
Here's a dribble drive by Holscher down the lane. Overshoots against a new player in off the bench, Jessica King, a freshman, a 6'1" player for Proctorville. And you know what? Chuck, Fort Loramie did very well here today, turning this into a cross-country meet, and Proctorville has no answer.
No, they don't have the speed to keep up with them.
Fairland is gassed. Out of breath.
Kenzie made a free throw.
Kenzie drops it home. Big foul shot there. The lead swells to 9. This will push it to 10. Lot of rim. It comes off. Rebound down to Jessica King for Proctorville. Still just a 9-point lead. Proctorville can jack up the 3. Here's a double team 30 feet away. Now a triple team against 6-footer. Allie Marshall,
wow.
And then Fort Loramie with good scrappy defense fights the ball loose. Here's Rose down the floor to Gebhardt. Gebhardt looks, gives it back to Dana. Baseline J from 10, clangs off the rim, no good. Rebound taken down by Harley Lyons of Proctorville with 4:45 to go. Redskins up 9. Quick in the forecourt. Three-pointer gun by Allie Marshall. No good. Stick back by Warnock. It missed, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Up to midcourt, the Redskins who slow it down. 4.5 left. Deflected pass. Rose scrambles, gets it. Now to Holscher. Holscher 25 feet away. Head coach Carlos Siegel says back it out, run some offense. Fort Laramie's in the double bonus. Left side throw to Gebhardt. The lead is 9. Here's a wraparound pass for Rose in the middle, intercepted by Proctorville. Outlet pass down the floor to Stone. Stone gives it up left corner to Lyons. Three-point shooter, Marshall. Alley missed it. It circled the rim twice and came out. Boy, that was a big shot. Would have cut the lead to 6. Fort Laramie got the rebound. Good feed. Grassman hits a cutter down the lane. Gebhardt lays it in. Well done. Good two-person game right there. Redskins are up 11. That's the biggest advantage in this game. 46-35, 3.5 to go in the fourth. Fort Laramie's defense has swung this contest, and Proctorville, out of energy, can't get the three ball to the rim. That one short, rebound Fort Laramie. Redskins in backcourt. Gebhardt hands it off to a teammate. Baseline left, it's Rose, below the basket. Near corner, jumper, Rassman hits the rim, ricochets out to Holscher. She drives down the lane. She's hacked on the arm by Allie Marshall of Proctorville. Two free throws coming for Fort Laramie, which has boosted the lead now to 11, 46-35, 8 straight points by Fort Laramie in the last 2.5 minutes. We're down to 3:12 to go here in the fourth. Free throw, Redskins, Holscher got it. What's she at the line now, Chuck?
Well, it's not great. She's at 3-6. She's 2-for-6.
The lead for Fort Laramie, a dozen, 47-35. Boy, that last play was nice. It's called mental telepathy, a little give and go.
Yeah, oh, they're sharing the ball incredibly well. This is Laramie at their best.
And defense, Chuck, the team defense appears to be in midseason form.
Right. Well, you would expect that.
Free throw, Holscher up and in. She's got them both. 48-35, 10 straight points by Fort Laramie. Redskins have had a couple of double-digit runs of consecutive points without Proctorville answering in this game, and those streaks have been the difference. Here's a baseline jump shot by Proctorville, way short of the mark. Fort Laramie blocked it. It was loose on the baseline. Redskins kicked it out of bounds. Proctorville throws in with 3:02 left, trailing Fort Laramie by 13. Ball inbounded right corner to Stone. Out back, three-point look. Brittany Thompson, she buries it. That's the first three-pointer by Proctorville in about 11 minutes. Thompson knocks it down. Timeout called. Fort Laramie up 10, 48-38. 2 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Take advantage of Goffney Furniture in Sydney, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. High-quality furniture priced just right to meet your needs. Go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of Goffney for your dining rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, office space, entertainment space. High-quality furniture priced just right to meet your needs at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And you can go to the website, don't forget now, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Take advantage of coupons there. Quickly, Fort Laramie down the floor, beating Proctorville fresher. Proctorville pressure, easy for me to say. And low on the left, Myring got a little gimme. She took a shove in the back, couldn't make it, but she steps to the line for 2. Marissa Myring toes the stripe. Foul shot front rim, bouncing in. Soft touch, Marissa. Well, when she's out in front of the basket, she does lay it up on the rim, feather-like. Swish on that one. And the lead for Fort Laramie is 12, 50-38. Biggest lead was 48-35 a moment ago. 2:42 left here in the fourth quarter. Here's a baseline runner, but Thompson took the pass from Lyons. Missed it short, no good. Fort Loramie got the rebound. And we've got a knockdown in backcourt, maybe a walk against Fort Loramie. Proctorville Fairland is a Division III club. Advanced to the state semis in 2014 and 15. Lost to Versailles and Ottawa Glandorf those 2 years in the state semis. Fort Loramie playing up Division IV against Division III here today. Obviously the Redskins, with their pressure, have beaten Proctorville by a dozen. And Fort Loramie's defense has been a huge difference maker. Obviously the Redskins with a pretty stringent West Central Ohio schedule. Proctorville, Division III program, but doesn't play the quality of opponents that Fort Loramie does. And Proctorville usually advances deep into the tourney out of the Southeast region in Division III. But Fort Loramie playing up here today has taken the measure of Proctorville, which throws it in bounds after the ball being knocked out by Fort Loramie. Here's a long left-handed three, left flank, Thompson short, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie, long throw down the floor to Gebhardt. It is busted up out of bounds off Marshall. A minute 55 to go, Redskins up 12, 50-38.
Well, you got to be happy if you're a Fairlawn, if you're with Proctorville, because the effort is still there.
It is, but I'll tell you what, Chuck, there is no pleasure in being a head coach and trying to coach against Fort Loramie.
Oh.
First game of the year, you have no way to simulate that kind of pressure in practices in November. Ball inbounded to Holscher for Fort Loramie. On the arc to Ratterman. Redskins running out the clock here. A minute 44 to go. Up 12. Ball loose near the timeline. Gobbled up on the play by Imwally. Boy, she sparked Fort Loramie off the bench here today. On a weave to Rose. Left side of the floor, Holscher. Holscher at the elbow on the left now. Near side pass goes to Imwally. Looks into the post for Kenzie. Then she veers out into the corner. It's the Fort Loramie version of the North Carolina four corner. We're down to a minute 16 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 12.
Trying to find Phil Ford. I don't see him.
Here's Holscher 30 feet out. Buzzer sounds. That's from the auxiliary court next door.
I think it's time to change classes.
1 minute even to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie's run about 50 seconds off the clock, and finally a foul by Proctorville. Emma Marshall collides with Holscher. Proctorville tried to chase Chuck, but is out of gas, no energy to pursue.
Right.
And Fort Loramie was able to cling to the basketball for nearly a minute. Holscher, double bonus, pops it home at the foul stripe to make it a 51-38 game, matching Fort Loramie's biggest lead a few minutes ago of 48-35. Second free throw coming here for Holscher of Fort Loramie. Right foot out in front of the left, open stance at the stripe. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down on the play by Warnock of Proctorville. She sends it up the floor to Lyons. Left corner, Bailey Rowland, a junior, subbing in off the bench. Nearly a palming violation against her. But she gets the pass to Jenna Stone. Here's a long 27-foot three ball. My goodness, that was from Lakota East High School.
It only went 22 feet, unfortunately.
And we're playing here at West. Harley Lyons triggered it, missed it short. Fort Loramie got the easy board. 23 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's a game of keep away now. Holscher at the timeline for Fort Loramie. Kenzie on the bounce. Loops it to a teammate, gets it back. A running one-hander by Holscher. In, out. Oh, it wouldn't go. Rebound, Proctorville, 8 seconds left. The lead for Fort Loramie, 13, 51-38. Dribbling down the floor, it's Warnock to Thompson. Down to three to go. You hear the buzzer. That's it. Fort Loramie wins it for 13, 51-38. Dispatching Proctorville Fairland here in both teams' opener for 2018-19 in the journey to the tourney at Lakota West High School in Westchester. A team effort by Fort Loramie, which went to the bench often here today, early and often, I should say, and it benefited head coach Carlos Siegel and her Redskins, who simply wore out Proctorville in this contest at Lakota West High School. Redskins victorious by 13, 51-38. That was the largest lead of this game, 13 points. Fort Loramie forcing Proctorville into a boatload of miscues. Hopefully we'll get official stats here, Chuck, in just a moment.
Well, if not, I'll just make them up.
I'm going to guess about 29 turnovers by Proctorville Fairland. I said about. I mean 29. That's my guess.
They got three. Loramie had three young ladies scoring double figures. We talked about needing some put like that, and they did a great job.
Yep.
Did a great job today.
Yep. Good output by Fort Loramie, which was down early. Proctorville, for the most part, controlled the first quarter, and then the Redskins put some distance between them and Proctorville in quarter number two, outscoring Fairland by a grand total of 10 points, I think.
18-8.
In that second period of play. Our anchor underwriting sponsors today, the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Thanks so much to Jason Meyer and the clan at AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. And again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And don't forget, Maury's Landing is a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. You can catch the catch of the day at Maury's, across from Lake Loramie. Maury's Landing, owned by Martha Holscher. It's been a good eating spot the last 5 years in northwestern Shelby County. Haddock dinner is superb. The gourmet hamburger is fine as well. And you'll love the array of wraps. Try the Santa Fe wrap. It's special at Maury's. And a family of four with whom I spoke the other night at Maury's was eating for about $37. And they were full, couldn't clean their plates. That's Maury's across from Lake Loramie. Thanks as well here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. We'll talk about our Clancy Stars of the Game in just a moment. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store in Sydney. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. The In-Betweens is south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets, helping vets get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And again, in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman. Tom Timmerman, easy for me to say, on the web at TomJerry's.com. That's Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. Free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Jeff Gebhardt at M&A. And Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922 at Geyer's. On the web at geyersinc.com, GAIERS Inc.com. Webcast schedule the rest of today. 7 o'clock kickoff tonight from Wapakoneta. 6:30 p.m. webcast time online on Scores Broadcast. Fort Loramie football, the opponent Macomb. It is a Division 7 state semifinal. The winner advances on to a state championship game 1 week from today. Kickoff at 10 a.m. against either Gloucester Trimble or Cuyahoga Heights. We hope it's the Redskins in that state championship tilt next Saturday morning. Now keep in mind, we've got a tentative basketball schedule for you later this week. We could have action on Friday and Saturday nights from Rushi. Rushi hosts Jackson Center this coming Friday. Rushi hosts St. Henry this coming Saturday evening. Of course, our basketball schedule will be dictated by the success of Fort Loramie's football team in state playoff action tonight. If we travel to Canton next Saturday morning, we're likely to not have basketball coverage next Friday night, maybe not even next Saturday night. We could have midweek high school basketball for you. We'll keep you posted. Check our website, scoresbroadcast.com, for our upcoming midweek and weekend basketball schedule. We kicked it off this weekend, yesterday and today, here at the Journey to the Tourney at Lakota West. Minster defeating Valley View 49-30 yesterday, and Fort Loramie toppling Proctorville Fairland 51-38 here today. So those two Division IV juggernaut girls teams, Minster and Fort Loramie, are off to good starts. Chuck, we've got official stats.
Yep.
Where was I in terms of estimating Proctorville turnovers?
You missed by three. They had 26.
Wow.
Loramie turned it 17 times. Another place, you look at a stat. Out of 20 made baskets, Loramie assisted on 13. Proctorville had 14 made baskets, and they only assisted on three. So yep. There's a big difference there. Yep. Rebounding, Proctorville had a 34-26 rebounding advantage. It looked like they did. 12-10 on the offensive boards. In the shooting for Proctorville, they were 14 of 43, 32%, made 5 of 21 threes. That's 23%. On the other side, Loramie, 20 of 49, 41%, 3 of 11 shooting threes, 27%. Individual scoring for Proctorville, I'll go to my book because it's easier to find. Lyons and Marshall and Thompson all had 8. They got 7 out of Warnock, 6 out of Stone, and 1 out of Emma Marshall. They scored 38 points for the game. On the other side, Loramie had 3 young ladies in double figures. They were led by Marissa Myring with 14. They got 10 from Imwali off the bench. She was terrific. Holscher, 10. They got 6 from Ratterman, and then 4 from Rose, 4 from Putoff, 2 from Gephardt, 2 from Heitkamp. They had 7 young ladies, 8 young ladies that scored for them, which is terrific. They outscored them 17-1 off the bench.
Wow.
That's a big key right there.
Yep.
So I don't understand what they mean by offensive deficiencies and all that. I'm not sure how they're figuring that. But
big second quarter for Fort Loramie, Chuck. In fact, 3 young ladies, 2 field goals each in that second quarter. Imwali, Myring, and Ratterman. Redskins spread the ball around beautifully. They looked for teammates all day long. Team defense was superb. And the depth just caused Proctorville to nearly collapse late in this game.
Well, they turned it and turned it, and then they turned it some more. And let me see if they keep track of...
Now, Proctorville's a team which in its district and region in Division III in Southeast Ohio will fare real well, I'm sure. And certainly... head coach John Buchanan will get much more in the paint out of Allie Marshall, who scored 11 points a game last year. The 6-foot senior was limited to just 8 points here today.
Let me find her here.
And one or two of her baskets were real athletic scoop shots.
Yeah.
As she got no offensive stick backs, no points from that perspective. So she was really handcuffed.
She was 3 of 8 from the floor. They held her to 8 shots, and you're right. Loramie will any team they play will give her those scoop shots she took.
Yep.
She's not going to make very many of them. She didn't make 2 of them today, though. I was looking for fast break points off of here, and they don't do that. So
Redskins got a few, that's for certain.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then looking at the Clancy's players of the game, I'm going to go with Kenzie Holscher. I thought she really solidified them. They started out that first quarter turning the ball and being weak at the point. She took that over. I think it kept her from scoring some, but they needed her there. And then Macy Imwali off the bench, she was terrific. She scored 10, and that's what they're going to need this year.
That triumvirate led the way for Fort Loramie here today. They are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Don't forget webcast time tonight from Wapakoneta, 6:30 p.m. Fort Loramie football team against Macomb. Division 7 state semifinal action tonight. Kickoff 7 o'clock online on Scores Broadcast at 6:30.
I'll go.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah.
Our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, Ron Mooney, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer, until tonight, bidding you good afternoon from here at Lakota West, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have thumped Proctorville Fairland 51-38.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.